Good morning.
Good morning.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Our Lord asks us on this day, as He posed His disciples, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Could you imagine a parent saying that to a child? How long am I going to put up with what you're doing? How much more patient can I be with what you're saying? And what you're not thinking and what you're not doing. Little frustration, I guess, we heard from the words of Jesus Christ on this day. But privately, of course. Never chastising His disciples publicly, but when they're gathered prayerfully in the silent company of their intimate gatherings, He is able to describe and to explain and to motivate His disciples in a greater understanding. Why were they not able to produce a miracle for this young boy? Because it had already been chronicled for us in Luke that they themselves had performed healing miracles. They themselves had been sent out and had been overjoyed with the opportunity to share in the ministry that they saw their Savior participating in. They had done it. Why doesn't it work this time? They were confused. They weren't lazy. They weren't falling out of favor. They weren't losing their zeal. But they didn't understand what they didn't understand. And that was a true and complete faith that they could do it. That they were worthy of it. Though sinful men, they were chosen and they were worthy to enable to heal this young boy whose life was one of peril at every moment, not only from the seizures themselves, but what the seizures caused his body to do and how it could find itself in water or fire or any other danger that he happened to be next to. It was your little faith, our Lord said. And it is a great faith that we must require in order to be able to look upon Him and understand what He does for us and how we can share, and we, as His disciples, as we who also inherit an apostolic responsibility to share and to spread this precious faith that has been given to us. And we find ourselves in a confusion sometimes of faith. And with the things that may be happening in any individual life, what can we find as an answer to help us walk through a certain obstacle? And it's faith. Faith is an incredible blessing. I shared, or I at least introduced to those of you who are here on Friday night for the Paraklesi service, those whom we commemorated yesterday on the 4th of August. I think some little-known saints, but can produce for us great faith if we are able to find ourselves in their story. And if we can identify with what the seven youths of Ephesus went through. And I have to say this, if you can believe what happened to them. If you can believe what happened to them. Because if you hadn't heard their story, I'm going to share it now. And I know absolutely, without fail, someone's going to be saying, yeah, right. But to the cynical heart that says, yeah, right, understand that through faith, we can participate in what happened to these young men, also known as the seven sleepers of Ephesus. Some of the most glorious saints in our history. They're even mentioned in the Quran. Islamic tradition followed their story and sees it as a miracle of God. So I want to be able to, not that we need that to validate, don't misunderstand, but I just want to be able to show you that in this part of the world, there is a great affinity and an attachment to these seven youths. Military men, young recruits from the city of Ephesus. The eldest of them, Saint Maximilian, his father was an official in the government of the city. And the other six were from wealthy families. So they were able to be kept together in their military service. And they were able to, more importantly, stay home. They didn't have to travel for what they were doing. But the Emperor Decius had come to the city of Ephesus, and he commanded, as he did in every place where he went, for the faithful of the city, the pagan faithful, to come and to burn incense and to pay homage to the gods. Anyone who would not would suffer death. That was immediate. It was without question. But these men, having been, I'll use a colloquial term, ratted out by one of their fellow soldiers, let their commander know that these seven men, they actually followed this Jesus Christ, and they were Christians. And they were brought to trial before the emperor himself. And this was right before he was leaving town, because he was going, advancing in another area. And he told them privately, I'm going to let you go because of who your families are. And you're going to change your mind by the time I return. And we'll deal with this later. So off he went. They had no intention of changing their mind. They knew that they would suffer a martyr's death, so they ran and they hid. And they hid in a cave outside the walls of the city. And the youngest of them, Saint Iambixios, there's a fun name. Anyone name your son Iambixios? Maybe you will now. But the youngest of them, they dressed him as a beggar and they sent him out into town so he could find some bread for them because they were hungry in there. And he went there and he heard that in the town that they're still being sought after. We're going to find them for the emperor. They're going to be made an example of. So he got what he could to eat and he scurried off to the cave to let them know. Saint Maximilius, the eldest of them, wanted to run out and proclaim their faith in the middle of the town square, and whatever would happen to them would happen to them. But the rest said, no, let's wait. Let's stay, let's pray. When they come for us, we'll be ready to go. Someone had seen Saint Iambixios run into that cave. So they knew what they needed to do even before the emperor could arrive. And they walled up the entrance to that cave. And they made sure that no one could come out of that cave. And it was sealed as securely as our Lord's tomb, knowing that they could not come out, there was no water, there was no food, and they would peril at their own faith. And they fell asleep. They fell asleep for over 200 years. And it was about 250 years later, this time, the emperor is now Theodosius the Younger, a Christian emperor. And when the new owner of this land had seen this walled up cave and wanted to use it as a stable and had had the rocks dug out but had no real need to go in yet, they had an exit. And so having woken from sleep that they thought was just of the night, they sent Iambixios out again. Go get some more bread. So he goes out, and now he sees to the gate of the city, there's a cross upon it, and everything looks different. It's larger, and there are crosses everywhere, and he sees people on the streets praying to Jesus Christ. He can't believe what's happening, and he goes, and he takes what little money he has, and he buys some bread. Immediately, he's arrested, not because of his faith, but because the coin he used was almost 300 years old. And this was against the law to hoard ancient monies, antiquities. So he was questioned. The administrator of the town was also the bishop. And when he heard their story, they all ran to the cave to see the six other saints of the church, having woken from sleep as if it were just during the night. How they knew who these men were, because the people that were walling in this cave, two of them were like Saint Nicodemus. They were Christians by night. They were secretive. And they had etched in bronze the date that these men were walled into the cave and their names. Those plaques were still in the church. And in Ephesus, this is still a great place of pilgrimage. The Grotto of the Seven Sleepers, it's called, where people can go and to feel for themselves how long Jesus is to be with us and how long He is to bear with us. Nearly 300 years just for these saints of the church. An incredible mystery. An incredible wonder. They did not live past that day, because once the seven were all gathered together once again in each other's arms, they fell asleep in the Lord, this time permanently awaiting the general resurrection. How long is He to be with us? How long is He to bear with us? The examples of the saintly seven youths of Ephesus show us the lengths in which Jesus will go to in order to glorify the Father and to bear witness to the connection of the soul and the body as immortal. For Him to place in sleep seven people for nearly three centuries, it's but a glorious witness of the examples of what He does to illustrate His love for us. Not only to protect them, but to lift them up as witnesses, not of mighty power, but of steadfastness and faithfulness. Faithfulness. That which the disciples on this day lacked. That which the saints of Ephesus, the seven youths, had in abundance. They didn't know what treasure they held, though they experienced it. So it is my prayer on this day, as we the faithful gather together in faith and in love, with a steadfast love that He demonstrates towards us, we can be in His kingdom, in His presence, as were the seven youths of Ephesus and all who look unto them for prayers and intercessions. Amen.